Okay. Today is Daf Gimel on Masechta Sanhedrin. We're actually in the Beis Amud Beis in the middle, actually. We're dropped behind. Today's share is sponsored by Binyamin and Shoni Schwartz. Lahadil Torah V'Adir. So we ended off saying that our Mishnah does not discuss hoda'os or halva'os, loans or denials of loans. That's not in our Mishnah. That's not in our Mishnah. Why? Because, as we ended up saying yesterday, that the makar that you need three judges is learned out from Gzelos. That it says the word Elohim, we're going to see today. It says it three times, or two times, whatever. We're going to have a machlokas about that. And that's the makar that you need three. Where'd three come from? From there. Okay? And says the Gemara, what's the difference if you get hit with a theft, or you get hit because someone hit you? Also, that's going to be judged by three. And therefore, you have three judges, and there's no room to learn three judges by a hodah, by a loan, or a denial of a loan, or admission of a loan. There's no room for it. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ulamai, regarding what is hodos and halvos different? Ilei medelo be'inan shlosha. So what are you telling me? Since there's no makor for hodos and halvos, doesn't need three? You need three judges for that? That's what you asked me yesterday. How could that be? V'amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says, Shnayim shadonu dinei mamonis. If two people judge a dinei mamonis case, then it's two people. Divri hakol ein dineim din. According to everybody, it's not a din. According to everybody, it's nothing. Tosfos says, what do you mean according to everybody, it's nothing? We're going to have a brisa that says, one, you could do it. Tosfos is going to answer. Tosfos answers, that brisa was not authoritative. That brisa is not authoritative. Don't tell me about those brises. Rashi doesn't even learn like that. Rashi says that the question is that we're going to have later on Davov that whether or not you should have always a pshara. That a pshara is the way to go. Right? How many judges need for... Right? In other words, we're not necessarily going to follow halacha. We're going to follow what's called a pshara, compromise. And everyone agrees you can't have two people do that. Not on the ikar din of dinei mamonis. Okay, either way. How could you say... that just because the makar for judges is learned out of Gzelos, therefore our Mishnah is not discussing loans. Our Mishnah doesn't mention loans, right? Says the Gemara, for what? Loans don't need three judges? Of course they do. Rabbi Avo said every case of Dinei Mamonis needs three judges. No one argues on that. No one disputes that. Although we're going to see today there are disputes about that, but no one disputes that. Ella, therefore, in what way are dinei hodos and halvos different? Do lo be'in and mumchin? They don't have to be mumchin. What's a mumah? A mumchin? Mumchin are judges that have smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua. Yeshua gave smicha to whoever. At some point in history, that smicha was broken. Okay? It's almost smicha today. Big question, how we, that's the big tumult in today's daf, how do we judge anything today? We don't have any mumchin, we don't have any smicha. So Tosfos gave a famous answer, it's called shlichu sayu, where they're shluchim. What does that mean exactly? How does that work? Big complicated sugya. Bottom line is, that what you're going to tell me? To judge a case of gzela, it's a big deal, you have to have smicha, you have to have mumchin. To judge a case, a guy lent money, denies it, you can get three anybodies. Right? Now wait. My kasavar, how does that work? E kasavar iruv parshios kasav kan. If you hold that the entire parshas mishpatim is one big story, the pasuk that says that you will bring the guy to the bezdin that talks about gezela, that pasuk doesn't necessarily only talk about gezela, because it says ashiyomar kihuzeh. Kihuzeh means the guy will say this. Ashiyomar kihuzeh, which is mashma. Only a partial admission. This I'll admit. Other things I won't admit. That's not necessarily true. You can deny everything. He's still going to have to go to Bezdin. So, really, the whole Parshas Mishpatim is one huge story, and whatever applies in one Parshas Mishpatim can apply anywhere else in Parshas Mishpatim. So the Pasuk of Kesef Talvez Ami, the Pasuk of Loans, also requires three. Why? Because the whole Mishpatim is one big Erevus. All the Parshas in Mishpatim are all connected. They're all one big story. So whatever dinim you learn out by gzeilas also applies to hodos and halvos. Then liboy nami mumchin. You would require mumchin, even for loans. And if you don't hold that concept, I'm not sure what that concept is, you don't hold such a concept, what is that, Yud Gimel Midos? What is that? Whatever it is, you don't hold from it, you don't hold from that concept, and all the parishes of Mishpatim are stand on their own two feet, they're independent, and by loans, it says nothing about having mumchin, nothing about judges even. Then you know what? Shlosh Lomeli, why would he need three for? Either way, there's a problem here. Either way, there's a problem. Either you shouldn't need three, or there have to be three just like Zalas. No different. Says the Gemara like this. L'olam, really? L'olam, ksavar, ir, parashit, kasav, kan. No, everybody holds. Everybody holds that you require, everybody holds from ir, parashit. Everybody holds. The whole Mishpatim is one big sugya. Any deen we're going to learn out by any area of halacha will apply to every other area of Mishpatim as well. So we know, it says in the Torah, you need a Elohim. Rashi is going to say, that's almost God's name, right? It's a lashon of authority. You need that by gzeilus. You need that really by loans also. So how come they don't practice that by loans? Right? Ubedinhu dilbol maminum mumchin. Really, you should require mumchin even for loans. V'hai delo be'in mumchin. So why don't we have mumchin? Bishul Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina is kula. To Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Dvar Torah, really, the Torah says, Echadine Mamanis, Vechadine Nefashos, Bedrisha Vechakira. Really, when two people come and say that somebody was Michal Shabbos, or two people come and say, Reuven killed Shimon, we will do Drisha and Chakira. We will turn those witnesses upside down to make sure their stories withstand scrutiny. We will scrutinize them ad nauseum. We're going to get to it later, what we used to do to them, what they would do to the witnesses, to make sure they are telling the truth. Really? We would do that by a loan also. But you know what? If you do that by loans, who's lending money? Why? Because I'm going to lend money to you. You're going to deny it. I'm going to have to shut the two Edom to Beis Din. The Beis Din is going to make those two Edom crazy, turn that upside down, and then the judges are going to say, this loan never took place. These Edom don't know anything. Gonna drive them nuts. And when it comes to a chayav misa, that's exactly what we want. We want to save the guy. When it comes to a loan, I say I want to save the guy, right? That's what we're gonna. If we would do that to these edim, right? We'll drive them crazy. Shneamar, like it says, mishpat echad yielachem. There's one mishpat. There's one set of rules for dinei mamonos and for dinei nefashos. Now, even though we say that, there are so many differences. So many differences. But, on some level, they're very just exactly the same. One is 3, one is 23. Right? One has to have a greater majority to convict than the other one. But putting those differences aside, what they share many similarities. What's one of the similarities is, we will do Jericha and Chakira on these witnesses. Why don't we? Umatam Amru Dina Mamun is Loba Idan Jericha and Chakira. Why don't they? Kadesh Lotinas Dallas Bifne Lovin. We don't want people not lending money. Look at Rashi. Shalotinas delas. Sheyimna'u milahalvaos. They will refrain from lending money. Why? Shema yachbar. Maybe the guy will deny the loan. The ha'edim yitu. The edim will mess up. Why? Because they're going to be given the third degree. They're going to mess up. They're going to make a mistake. V'lo tehe'edusun mikuvenes. The edim is not going to be the same. But they will take each aid separately. And ask them in the room separately. Or what color shoes was he wearing? What color were the shoelaces? And what color? They're going to drive him crazy. And therefore, the opposite. The guy's going to lose money. So I'm never lending money. I'm never going to get my money back. They're going to drive the Edom nuts. Therefore, the Chacham came along and said, you know what? We're not going to do Yishev HaKira by loans. No, just by loans. By Zela, yes. So we're going to get to that in a minute. So therefore what? We're going to be makel. We're also going to be makel on mumchin. You don't have to get three experts, three mumchin. Every time you lend somebody money, you got to go to some, you know, yeshiva, some bezdin, and make sure they have smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not so easy. When it comes to a gzela, it's 100%. When it comes to a chiv misa, 1,000%. But for this, no way. Guy will not want to lend money. And Rashi says, hachanami, shem lo yim to mumchin. Maybe you're not going to find edim. L'kofol adin. To go take him to bezdin. You're not going to find anybody. Therefore, what's going to happen? You're not going to want to lend money. So to encourage people to lend money, okay? Now, elameata, if that's true, that what? That we're being makel because we want people to want to encourage people to lend money, have a bigger encouragement. Ta'u, let's say the judges make a mistake. Lo yishalmu. They shouldn't have to pay. What does that mean? Rashi explains. a judge who's a mumcha who makes a mistake doesn't have to pay. Why? Because we assume it was an ones, we're going to get to it later. They don't have to pay. They're putter from it. They made a mistake. They ruled in the wrong favor. You know what? They're mumcha, they have an exemption. They made a mistake, but you know what? You can't, there's no recourse against that mumcha, the judge of mumcha. The guy's not a mumcha, he does have to pay from his own pocket. They make a psak, then the next day you pull out the Shulchan Aruch, you show him inside where it says, sorry, I made a mistake. All right, gets the guy from his own pocket and pay the losing party. So if you want to encourage people to lend money, exempt the non-mumchen too. Make them exempt also. So the Gemara says, that's madness. Koshkin have to know Adel Pifnei Lovin. Nobody will ever lend money. Right? You get some three crazy people thinking to make a psak and they're exempt. But they don't want to lend money. Right? Ihachi. Now your question, Yas. Ihachi. Tarti Katani. Why does it say it twice in the Mishnah? Dine Mamanis Bishlosha. Right? What does it mean? Dine Mamanis Bishlosha Hedyotos. So Dine Mamanis now means loans. That's with three Hedyotos. And Gzelos V'chavolos, serious matters, B'shlosha Mumchin. That should be three Mumchin. Why did Rabbi Avo say Dine Mamanis B'shlosha was a heading? It was a heading. Right? This Masecht is about Dine Mamanis B'shlosha. Now let me tell you what the subcategories are. There's Gzelos V'chavolos, there's Smicha, there's Chalitza. No, that's not true now. Now we've changed it. Now we said Dine Mamanis means loans. Hedyotos. And Gzelos V'chavolos means with Mumchen. Also, V'od, Shlosha Shlosha Lamali. Why do I have to say it twice? Dine Mamanis B'Shlosha. Gzelos V'Shlosha. Right? Ela Amar Rava. So Rava says, you know why? Tarti Katani. Exactly. Tarti Katani. It says it twice. Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Because it's different. Because Rabbi Chanina said that one will make it by loans. That's exactly why it separates it. Right, so you have to reread that into the Mishnah. You have to read it into the Mishnah, exactly. So Dine Mamanis B'Shlosha means loans, and it means Hedyotos. And Gzelos V'Chavolos means three Mumchen.
So it is listed in the Mishnah.
Right, exactly. It is listed in the Mishnah now. Exactly. Exactly. The words Dine Mamanis mean loans. Exactly. Exactly. Okay? Good? Okay. So again, this Tosafot of Shlotilan Tosafot Nelavin. If, so Bizman Azeh, we have no Mumchen, how do we judge cases of, how does a Bezdin judge cases of theft? There's no Mumchen today. No, there's no dispute today that there's no Mumchen. There's no dispute. There's no dispute about that. Sometime during the times of the Amoraim, it got lost. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a Gemara later, how there was a time by the Romans, how they continued the Masorah for a few more hundred years. But right now, no one disputes that. There's no more cases of loans. Tosus gives two answers. First, he says, you're right. There's no way to judge a case of loans of theft today, of gzeila, because they're not mumchen. So what do they do? Right?
Do they do it today?
They do. But
sometimes
so
the bezin today,
theoretically, maybe in Eretz Yisrael they do it. Theoretically, it could be. Not in America, they only judge. They won't judge a case of love theft. They would. They would, right?
Theft.
Case of Gzela, a guy comes and says, he stole $1,000 from me.
He can barely get into
what? Yeah, armed robbery. The guy came into my house and stole my stuff.
That's going to go right to the courts as a crime.
I understand, but let's say they don't want to press charges in courts. They just want the money back.
The guy had a contract. He doesn't have to be $1 million and he didn't do it. But
That's Tosa's first answer. Tosa's first answer is, the guy stole from you, you go back and steal from him. Right? So you stole the money back. Now it's a dispute about a loan. Really, it's a loan now. Who owes what now? It's not really a gzeila anymore. That's Tosa's first answer. His second answer is what the concept of shlichusayu. That the judges today are somehow the shluchim of the previous generations. And basically what it means is that the smicha has been invested forever. And whenever the smicha stopped, there was like a, you know, someone clapped on the bima and said, from now on, forever, all the judges, till Mashiach comes, have the power to judge. That's really what it means, basically. How it works, the mechanism, you know, a lot of ink has been spilled, how that mechanism works. Basically, that forever they've been given the right to judge these kinds of cases. Right. Okay, next. Even though we said 5 minutes ago that Rav Avoh said, nobody disagrees that you have to have three judges, Rachaber Devika Amar, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kasher. Midaraisa, one judge is good enough. One judge is good enough. You need three judges for. One judge is good enough. How do you know? Shenamar, like it says, B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. Right? B'tzedek, with justice, judge your neighbor, in singular. One judge is good enough. For loan cases. At least for loan cases. Like we said yesterday, it's good enough to ask a shayla on Hilcha Shabbos. You don't need three judges for that. The Ksos is going to say that in a minute. The Ksos is going to say that in a minute. Where's that? Right. Ella mishum yoshevei kronos. But the problem is, the yoshevei kronos. What's yoshevei kronos? The guys who sit on the street corner, right? And bother the women who walk by and play dice and have nothing to do with themselves. They're the ones, you're going to pull that they have nothing to do all day, right? You be the judge in this case. That guy. Look what Rashi says. Mishum yoshevei kronos. Yoshevei kronos, says Rashi. Gzer mishum yoshevei kronos. Tagarin. Tagarin is a merchant. She'ein b'kiyin b'tiv dinin. He's not a talmid chacham in dinim. V'yizke es ha'chayiv, v'chayiv es ha'zakai. He's going to make a mistake wrong. Right? He doesn't know what he's doing. Right? Listen to this, Margolis Hayam. Margolis Hayam quotes, listen to this, he quotes with Cook. It says in Brachas on Daf Chav Ches, we say it when at a Siyam. Mo Daniel Fanach Hashem Alakeinu Shesamtech Alkeinu Yoshevei Beis HaMedrash. V'lo Samtech Alkeinu Yoshevei Kronos. Thank you, Hashem, you made me a Talmid Chacham, right? You didn't give me a Yoshevei Kronos. says, Ach, Ani Rots L'Chayim Haba, V'heim Rots L'Ber Shachas. Says of Cook, he's calling every merchant going to Ber Shachas. Every merchant now is in that category. Right? That's what Rashi said. Rashi said that the Yoshevei Kronos means all the merchants. They don't know anything. But we say, the Gemara says that the Yoshevei is much worse than that. That's just a stama guy walks out. Okay, he's not a big Talmid Chacham. He's not going to Ber Shachas. He's not going to emptiness. Right? Says Rav Kook changes the girsa. He says, it's not Yoshevei. It's amazing. He says like this. The Tamil Lepirish Rashi. Eichi Tachin Lomar Al Klal Anche Chanuyos V'Tagarin Shekulam Rotzim L'Ber Shachas. They're all going to Ber Shachas. Every store owner. Every guy who's a store owner is going to Ber Shachas. So he says, he changes it to not Kronos, Karos. Kuf Reish Vav Tuf, which is Rosh HaTevas, Shelo Samti Chelke B'Yoshevei Karkasios V'Tartitios. The guys that go to the circuses and the theater, those are the people they have to stay away from. Maybe the Rav Kook could do such a thing. Changes the girsa and says it's the Rosh HaTevas. Amazing. It's amazing.
Maybe he did.
And they says, if you don't want to change that girsa, it means the Rosh HaGaisos HaYoshin B'Kronos Shel Zav is a Gemara and is in Kedushin on the Daf Ayin Zayin. So you have to figure out how to get around that. But he changes the girsa from Kronos to Karos, and it's the Rosh HaTevas of the guys who spend their time, right, for idling away their time at the theater. Amazing. And the circus. Okay. Now, says so therefore what? Really, you could have one judge. Really, one judge is good enough. Why is it good enough? The Torah says, B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. So why do I need three? Because you're going to get one Yoshevei Kronos. That's terrible. They don't know anything. So the Gemara says, what? Atu B'tzlasa Milo have a Yoshevei Kronos? What about when you have three? So get three Yoshevei Kronos. So the Gemara says, no. E'efshar D'les B'uchad D'gami. You're not going to find one know something. So from the three, one knows something, no? Not going to be a total disaster. You have one who knows something. El Miata, if that's true, same question. Tolo Yishalmu. So if they make a mistake, we should exempt them, just like we exempt Mumchen. So Gemara, same answer. Koshkin did a fish Yoshevei Kronos. That's what's going to make more people sit on the street corner waiting to be called. Now you don't call them to shut the furniture. You're going to call them to judge cases, right? You're going to go to the train station and get these guys to judge cases. Why? Because why not? They're exempt. There's nothing to lose. What? You get these guys to judge the cases. Yoshevei Kronos. Right?
Not sure
about
the worst job.
Now, my ikka bein Rava l'Racha b'Rei Dravika. What's the difference between Rava and Racha b'Rei Dravika? Rava said you need three, but we were makil because we don't want to prevent people from lending money. Racha b'Rei Dravika said, really, you need one, but we're machmer to three because we're afraid that you're going to have Yoshevei Kronos. So the bottom line is, they both hold you need three, and they both hold, they don't have to be mumchen. So is there any difference between the two of them? At the end of the day, they both say the same thing. So Gemara says, one difference. Ikki b'nayu to Amar Shmuel. Shmuel's statement. Shmuel said like this. Shnayim shadanu dineyim din. Two people that judge a case, it's good. Ella shenikra bezdin chatzof. It's called a chutzpah dik bezdin. It's a chutzpah to do that. Rashi, it's a chutzpah because really you need three. Right? Really you need three. Rashi says, bezdin chatzof. Sh'avra takanas chachamim. They violated the takanas chachamim. What does that mean? Not din, you need three? According to some, it is. Anyway, it's called the bezdin chatzof. So let Rava, let's say the Shmuel. Rava can't buy into the Shmuel. Rava says you need three men of Torah. The only thing we're makel on is mumchen. L'Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ikka islay de Shmuel. According to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ikka, he does buy into Shmuel. Why? Really holds in one. So two can't be worse than one. Right? So if one's good enough, two's also good enough. It's a chutzpah. You should have three because of Yoshe Kronos, Takanas Chachamim. It's not bad. It's not worse than one. Yeah, ain't a chenami. Exactly. So it appears that Shmuel and Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ikka are saying the same thing, right? So would Shmuel hold one's also good? That's a question. But one, if one's good, the two's for sure good. According to Rava, in Imamish need three, right? So listen to this Rambam. See if you can make sense out of this Rambam. It's in Perek Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Af al pisha ain bezin pachas mishlosha. Even though you can't have a bezin less than three. Mutu le'echad ladun min haTorah. One's really good min haTorah. Shenamar, like it says, b'tzedek tishpat amitecha. Is he holding like Rava? Absolutely not. No way. He's not holding like Rava. He's holding like Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ikka and Shmuel. Then he says, umidivrei sofrim, the Rabbanan say, ad shiyu shlosha. You have to have three. Right? Ushnayim shadanu ein dinehem din. To that judge, no good. What? No, but he says one's good enough, which implies he holds a Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ikka. But then he says to that judge is no good.
But now, if you're in the practice cipher, he says you can't judge the two because if you have a split, you're done.
Uh-huh.
But doesn't mean
ain't din. What if they both agree? In other words, he split it. He split the sheet.
You're taking a chance after the fact. You're taking a chance now after the fact. They happen to have agreed together. That's good. What happens if they didn't? You're looking at it before the case starts. Can't start.
Why? He's holding that one is good.
He told him one is good. One is good. But two is no good.
Yes.
Why?
No, one's good to the rest of the other. Two is no good after he mentioned the very subject.
But he said. It should be the name din. One's good, and how could two be worse? That's the question. How could two be worse?
Two is worse because we have a split.
So the Ksos says, similar to what you're saying, the Ksos says like this, really, Dinei Mamonos should be no different than Hilchos Shabbos. Really, one is good. Ikar HaDin, one is good. One is good. Why? What's the difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Mamonos? What's the difference? I have a Shaila. What do I do? Go to a Rav. And don't go to some Amaretz. Go to a Rav. I don't know, the meat fell in, the whole complicated thing with the milk. Then go to a Rav. What's the difference between that and Dine Mamanis? Says the Rambam, there is no difference. Does the Ksos explain that? No difference. One's good enough. The problem is, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, there's another person there who's arguing with you. So for that, you need three. Two's not going to be good enough. Why? How does two help? You say X, your friend there says Y. It's not true, I didn't lend, I lent it back, I get a whole story. Really, one's good enough. It's no different than any other case of Isha V'Heter. The problem is, there's another person who's saying other things. How do you resolve that? You need three for that. It's two, it's not a din.
What? Why is two not enough?
Why is two not enough? Because they might disagree. So you have to have a resolution.
The ketosis is sort of, it's like an artificial split, because the second person's there from the beginning. It's not like it's
right.
Good and not another guy.
Right.
He's always there.
And right.
Two works in both directions. If you have a shuffle, you also have both people that mentioned the ability. You're never going to come to the story again.
But the Gemara says, if I fish more, that would be good.
What?
Says that
point to
Shmuel, that would be good.
Right, so everyone says just because you hold like Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ikka doesn't mean you have to hold like Shmuel. They don't have to go hand in hand. What? You're not supposed to do that.
No, together.
So you could do that. So then they have to tell you an answer. They have to tell you an answer. Can I do this on Shabbos or not? What?
Why is two better than Shabbos than Mamonos?
Because by Dinei Mamonos you have another person who's denying, arguing with what your claim is. There's no dispute of it. Can I do this on Shabbat? I don't know.
Right,
so go to 50 Ravs if you want.
Why can't one problem wasn't resolved as a dispute between two people?
What?
Why need a person connect each person?
Because that's the chiddush. One person is not capable of judging the dispute between two different people. You need, for that, you need more than one person. Right. Okay, next. Melech can resolve? I don't know about that. Melech can resolve cases of Dina Mamanis? What? Who, the Melech has nothing else to do but judge your case of 25 cents? I don't know. That was a hashkafic thing. That's a halachic issue. The baby? I don't know. Okay, next. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. The Mishnah said nezek and chatzi nezek. So ask the Gemara, nezek hainu chavolos. Nezek is the same thing as chavolos. The Mishnah is chavolos. Isn't nezek a part of chavolos? It is. Someone damaged someone else. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's really extra. Since the Mishnah says chatzi nezek, a shartam, we threw in nezek just for no reason. So the Gemara says, chatzi nezek nami. Where am I? Chatzi nezek nami hainu chavolos. That's also chavolos, chatzi nezek, right? So Gemara says, yeah, but Tana Mamona, the Tana Knasa. We wanted to teach cases of Dinim Mamonis, which are Nezek, and a case of Knas, which is Chati Nezek Atam. Ha, Nichol Amandar Mar Palganis Knasa. That makes sense if you hold Chati Nezek is a Knas. So I have Knas. I wanted to teach that. Why does I teach that? I'll teach the regular Nezek also. El Amandar Mar Palganis Kamamona. Some say, it's Machlokas and Baba Kama, we did this. Why does Atam pay Chati Nezek? Is it really he should pay zero and it's a Knas? Or he should pay full and we make him. Right? So if you hold, it's the second one. Really, you should pay full. Not a knas. Since it's a tam, we give you a break. Pay only half. It's only a tam. Really, you should pay full. Then Michael and Amar. Then why is it here? Why is chatzi nezek and nezek both here? It's not a knas. Eli, you're right. I did the Kabbalah mistake, the Shumay Kefel, for the Shumay Abar Machamisha. Since the Mishnah teaches Kefel and Abar Machamisha, the Mamon, She'eno, Mishtalin, Barosh. Which is money, which Rashi says, which is money, which is more than Karen, different than Karen. Tana Nami Chatzi Nezek. We also teach Chatzi Nezek. Demamon She'enu Mishtalin Barosh. It's money, which is not Karen. It's less than Karen. Just like we teach things that are more than Karen, we threw in Chatzi Nezek because it's less than Karen. It's half. Right? The idea, the Kabbalah, is Chatzi Nezek. And once we threw in Chatzi Nezek, Tani Nami Nezek, we also throw in Nezek. So why is Nezek here? Absolutely no reason. Even Chatzi Nezek is no reason. Chatzi Nezek is no reason why it's here. It's
unless
it's a class. And if you hold it's not a knas, what's it doing in the Mishnah? Well, we already mentioned things that are more than Karen. So we'll mention Chatzi Nezek, which is less than Karen. Once we're mentioning Chatzi Nezek, we'll mention Nezek. So the Magdoli Tiyam points out that there are only three places in Shas where we say this. I did this, I did that. It's only three places, one of the three places. Really, there's no reason for them. It's two IDs. Many times you have one ID. Alright, we threw in that, so we'll throw in something else also. Say that twice, that only happens three times in Shas. Where are the three other two times? One's in Chulin, I don't know where the other one was. So that was interesting. So you get these tidbits from the Magali Seyam. It's actually in the Masifta also. What? The Yad Malachi. Okay, next. Now, we already alluded to this earlier, but now here we go again. Shlosha Manolim. How do you know three? So we said, because in the story of guy coming to complain that you gave money you gave an item to someone else to watch and he abused the item, it said there, you take him to Bezdin. Right? And we said, we just said it in passing, that's Maylord three. Now we're going to say it in much more detail. Right? So Tana Rabbanan. It says, V'nikar Balabayis Elo Elohim, Lashon Chol. You will take the Balabayis. The Balabayas will take the shomer. I actually watch my car. I come back, it's totaled. You say, oh, I don't know what happened. What do you mean? You drove it around and you totaled it. I take you to Bezdin. Elohim is a judge. Hare Kanecha, that's one. The next, then it says in a few psukim later, it's actually the next pasuk, Ad Elohim Yavo Dvar Shnehem. Right? Now, the pasuk is talking about further adjudicating that case. That's two. Harei kan shnayim. And then it says in that same pasuk, asher shion Elohim, harei kan shlosha. It says the word three times. That's an allusion to three judges. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Amar. Now, rishon tchila nemra. The first one, very difficult what this line means. The first one is said that they go to a judge. Ein darshan tchilos. You can't darshan the first one. Why not? So Rashi says, Ein darshan tchilos, second line, second wide line on top. Ein darshan tchilos, leminyan. You can't darshan the first time it's mentioned for the minyan. Why not? Dilugufaihe asa, because it's coming for itself. Dilaboi mumchin, that you need mumchin. Why? The Elohim, lashon sra gdola v'rabanus. The word Elohim, the name we use for Hashem, right? It implies a greatness, a chief, a rabbanus, authority. Everyone jumps on Rashi. What does he mean by that? Exactly. What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? That therefore you can't... But we're going to see in a minute that... Listen to this. What? Oh, that's by Gdelos. The question is, do we transfer it to Halvos? But by Gdelos, you for sure need Mumchen. So you'll see in a minute. Now, so you're not Darshan Tchilos. The first one you leave off. Therefore, well, how do you have three? Ella, Ad Elohim, Yovet Darshanayim, Rekan Echad. That's one. Now the second one's the first one. Asher Shein Elohim Rekan Shai. That's two. Vein Bezin Shakel. You can't have a Bezin that's equal. Therefore, by definition, Mosif and Alein Od Echad Harekan Shlosha. You have three. Okay. Two Psukim. The first one on Adarshanim. Now Lema Nema. Let's say Bedarshan Tchilos Kavifugi. The Machlokas is the Darshan, the first one. Dib Mar Savar, Rabbi Yoshi holds Darshan Tchilos. You Darshan the first one. Umar Savar and Rabbi Yonatan holds in Darshan Tchilos. You don't Darshan the first one. Therefore they have a Machlokas. The Kuli Alma in Darshan Tchilos. Everybody holds you Darshan the first one. Everybody holds that. In Darshan Tchilos. You don't Darshan the first one. So how come over here Rabbi Yoshi Darshan's the first one? Because Amar Loch Rabbi Yoshia, Im Cain, if it was true that I should not darshan the first one, name Makra, Fidik of Balabais, El Shofet. It should have said the word Shofet. My El Elohim, Shmarmin El Luminyana. That teaches me that I can darshan it. But didn't Rashi just say a minute ago that the reason why it's there is because it's a Lashon of Rabbanus? Now we're taking it down to the word Shofet, which is not a Lashon of Rabbanus. How do you make Rashi fit? What's Rashi talking about? That was the problem with Rashi. The Gemara specifically says it should have said a different lashon. Therefore, the lashon is taught that I can really can't darshan tchilos. Here I can. Why? Because the Gemara used because the Torah used a very funny word. But Rashi says that very funny word teaches you mumchin. The word shofet wouldn't teach you mumchin. Very difficult, Rashi. Fine. Now. Therefore, Shmamina Liminyana. Now, Verbionasan, and according to Rabbi Yonasan, Lishna the Alma Nakat. Nah, the Torah don't make such a big deal out of the Torah. You use such a word like that we use regarding Hashem. Not such a big deal. Could the Amr Inchi, like people say, Man, it's Ladina, Likrov Lagabi Dina. You have a Din Torah, so go to the judge. Go to the judge. The fact that it uses the Lishna of Elohim, nah, it's not such a kasha. Don't worry about it. Now, since Rabbi Yoshia went ahead and used the first word to give him three judges, it implies that Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold from Bez and Shekel. Doesn't hold from it. Why? Because if he held from it, what do you need the first one for? You have two, you can't have a Bez and Shekel. Why do you have to go to the third one? You don't need to. Right? You don't need it. For Rabbi Yoshia, let's lay Bez and Nota. He doesn't need a Bez and Nota for Atanya. Rabbi Lazar ben Osher, Rabbi Gluli Omer, Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Gluli, says, again, the Megillah's hand post to Chida, why didn't the Gemara just say, Rabbi Lazar ben Yo, Rabbi Yosef Gluli? What do you mean, ben Oshel, Rabbi Yosef Gluli? What does that mean? Ben Oshel, why don't you just say ben Rabbi Yosef Gluli? So he says, whenever it says ben Oshel, it implies greatness in his own right. Like we say, he says, the Kahanim say a bracha, when they duchin, Asher Kishan, Rabbi Yosef Zivano, Lukudushaso, Shel Aharon. What do you mean, Shel Aharon? We are Kahanim in our own right. You hear this, Mashiach? We are special in our own right. No shell, I am the son of, I'm my own right. I'm also his son. As opposed to Ben, whatever.
Don't we learn the reason why they gave the father's name is to show you that he's great and his father's great
too? No, but why does it say B'no shell?
I understand that.
Why does it just say Ben Rabbi Yosef? B'no, the son of Rabbi Yosef. Ben, the son of Rabbi Yosef. Why is it B'no shell? It's an extra word. Why is it an extra word like that? To highlight that he has Chashiv in his own right. Okay. Anyway, Ma Talmud Lomar, why does the Torah say Lintos Achre Rabim Wahatos? Right, the Gemara puts the comma in the wrong place over here in this pasuk, right? Because the real pasuk reads it says Losiach Rabim Laros, Velosana Al Riv Lintos Achre Rabim Wahatos. But the Gemara can do that, can put the comma in the wrong place. So the Gemara says like this, Ma Tamad Lomar, why does the Torah say lintos? Acher Abim Lahatos, which implies that you have to have a majority. Amra, Aseh Lecha Bet Denota, you have to have a majority. So how on earth can Rabbi Yoshia say, really, I hold, you can have two judges? What's going to happen? They're going to have a conflict? Don't you need a majority? Doesn't the Torah say that you have to tilt, lintos, to tilt towards the majority? How could you think that you can have a bezin shakel? How could you have that? So Savala, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Savala Krav Yehuda. Hilta Krav Yehuda. Where am I? The Amar who said, Shivim. Who said that the Sanhedrin has only 70. Ditnan. Sanhedrin Gedolah Hoysen Shoshim Ve'achad. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shivim. Who said 70? What kind of kash is that on me? Rav Yehuda said it by the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So the Gemara says, Ey, Madisham et Lei, Rav Yehuda, but Sanhedrin Gedolah. Why does Rav Yehuda say you need 70? Because it says in the Pasuk, Tekhsiv Yikra. Bishar Bedina Mishmasle? Did Rabbi Yehuda say elsewhere? He only said it by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Ask the Ran, Bam Kasha. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda held, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold a Bezin Shakel? Really, the Torah says 70. And you have to have a Bezin Ein of Shakel, right? So I'll lay it on one more. How come Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that? So the Ran says, because the Torah said 70. The Torah said 70, I'm not touching the Torah. Here, the Torah didn't say anything. We're darshaning back and forth. Torah said 70. That's it. Torah said 70. Torah 70. 70 is the answer. It's not a bezin shakel. What do you want from me? The Torah said it.
Torah says 40 malchus.
What?
Torah says 40 malchus. We dash 39. What does that mean? We always dash the malchus.
What? No. We want to. No, that's because we say 40 means 39. Here 70 means 70.
So maybe 70 means 71.
What?
Here 70 means 71. It's a bezin shakel.
If you hold a bezin shakel, 70 equals 71.
Hmm. I hear you. I don't know. Good question. Anyway, v'chitem aloshna, you want to tell me it's no different? What's the difference between a bezin of 3 and a bezin of 70? V'otnan. What do you mean? The Mishnah says, smicha zakenim. The smicha for the zakenim, parhal davar, or if it's egla, b'shlosha. Tifer b'shirin. Rehuda on b'chamisha. Rehuda himself said 5. He himself held that a bezin had to have 5, not 6. V'amrinan, my time of Rabbi Yehuda, what do you really get is dinner 5? So we learn. V'samchu shnayim. Ziknei shnayim. V'ein bezdin shakul. Mosif and alein odachad. Arekan hei. So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda himself, yes, when it came to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, he said 70. Why? He based it on a pasuk. But by every other one, he didn't hold like that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yoshi adif from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoshi is even more strict, greater than Rabbi Yehuda. Deil Rabbi Yehuda, but the Sanhedrin HaGadol, who the last lay. When did he say it? Only by a judge, only by a dinam of 70. But by a regular bezin, he never said it. Rabbi Yoshia, Bashar Bedina, Nami Leslie. Rabbi Yoshia doesn't even require a bezin shakel, even by a bezin of 3. He really does, because he holds it out of a pasuk. But if not for the pasuk, it's mashma, he wouldn't hold from it. Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree with that, so Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree with it. So what? He's a Tana. So? V'elahai lintos my ovidle. What did he do with the pasuk of lintos? Mukim la b'dinin nefashos. He holds that applies b'dinin nefashos. B'dinin nefashos, you have to have a majar, of course. You have to have 23. That, of course. But b'dinin mamon is low. B'dinin mamon is not. Elohad etnan. Wait a minute. What about the following Mishnah? We're going to have it later. Shnayim shar muzakai. Vechad amur chayiv. Two say acquittal. One says chayiv, meaning he owes money, whatever. Then the halacha is zakai. You follow the majority. Shnayim omrim chayiv, two say chayiv, ve'echad omrim zakai, and one says zakai, chayiv, he's chayiv. Name the local Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia can't hold with that Mishnah. Right? What? Why? Because we're assuming now that since all three are learned out of a pasuk, it has to be unanimous. That's the Gemara's assumption. Since all three are learned out of a pasuk, that you need 3 judges? Really, you need 2 according to him. He doesn't care about bezin shakel. But the Torah said 3, what can I tell you? So it's a mashma, they all have to be unanimous. So the Gemara says, no. Filotei Rabbi Yoshia. Maisa lo mikal v'chomer v'dinei nefashos. He has a kal v'chomer from dinei nefashos. Ma dinei nefashos techamiri. Dinei nefashos, which is chomer. Someone's going to be put to death. Amar rachman azil basaruva. You go basarov. Dinei maman is lokolshkein. So dinei maman is, don't you follow the rov? Right? If in dinei nefashos, we will acquit. It's 13 to 10. We'll put the guy to death. So to pay $100, two and one, we're not going to say. Right? And Tosfos, of course, brings up the famous question we've had 10 times already. According to Shmuel, we say, Ein Mamon, Ein Holchin Mamon Achar Harov. So how could you have a Bezdin of 2 against 1 if we don't follow the Rov when it comes to Dinei Mamonos? That's a principle that Shmuel has. You don't follow the Rov. What? There's a Chayim, Chayim. Right, so the Kso says, the makar for that din of Ein Holchin Mamon Achar Harov is when you buy ox, and you say, I bought it for Shechita. And really, he says, I sold it to you for a plow. It doesn't move. It doesn't budge the ox. So it's a whole machloket. So Shmuel said, well, Rove in the town, they bought it for this. That's why I thought you were buying it for that, because that's Rove in the town. So Shmuel says, no, you don't follow the Rove. So the Kso says, that's a very bad Rove. Tosu says it right here. Look at the last two lines. Petzorach Lomer, the Rubel Arad Yitzvini, a Rove to say that you bought it for plowing. Lo chashiv kihanach Ruba. That's not a good Rove. Hilkach, therefore, lo samchinahach Ruba b'dini mamaris. That Rove didn't apply for dini mamaris. What's wrong with that Rove? Listen, I sold it to you for X because this is the rove in the town. So the Kso says, what kind of rove is that? In this town, I'm busy, what about the other town? That's a geographical rove. What kind of rove is that? If it's a rove in Teva, most women are born, give birth at 9 months, most people don't know the date of Rosh Chodesh, that's a good rove. What kind of rove is this? In this town, they do the following, and go to the other town. Not a rove. It's a very bad rove. Okay. Let's see if we can do a little more. Tanur Rabbanan. Dina Mamanis Bishlosha. Dina Mamanis with 3. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Huda Hanasi, who codified the Mishnah, he didn't hold 3. He held 5. Amazing, he left himself out of the Mishnah. Why? Because that wasn't the majority opinion. Rabbi had his own sheet of 5. Wasn't the majority, he left it out. Amazing. Rabbi Omer Chamisha. Why? Kadesh Yigmar Din Bishlosha. So the Gemar Din should be with 3. So Gemar says, what does that mean? Atu Betlasa Milo Gemar Dina? You don't betray? So if you have 3, and 2 hold one way, you also have a Gemar Din with 3. So the Gemara says, Nahachikom, here's what he meant to say. Then there's a Gemar Din Bishlosha. If you have 5 judges, the majority will be 3. So you have a Psak with 3. And the other 2 you can ignore. You can't have that with 3 judges. You only have 2 who say one thing. Alma, what do you see? Ksavar Tzlasa Ki Ksivi Bi Gemar Din Ksivi. That when it says 3, that means the Gemar Din? So Magadiv Bar Revo. Revo cursed at that. El Miata. The Sanhedrin Gadol of 3 Chamei Rabbah Mechad. The Sanhedrin Gadol should have required 141 judges. Kedei Shigmar Din B'Shivim. Shvechad. So the Gemar Din should be with 71. V'tei Sanhedrin Katana 3 Chamei Rabbah Mechamisha. And the Sanhedrin Katana should have 45 judges. Kedei Shigmar Din B'Shlosh of Esrim. So you should have the Gemar Din with 23. That doesn't make any sense. Ella, Asvali Shivim Ish Amarachmana. The Torah says get 70. What do you tell me? 140. The Torah says get 70. Mishas Asifa. Shivim. Right? At the time of the gathering, you have to have 70. V'shavtu Eda V'tzilu Eda. Then from there we had 10 and 10, which is 20. Then we added on the other 3 from yesterday. Nami, Mishas Shifitasa Eda. Hachanami, Nikra Balabais Elohim, Mishas Kriva Shlosha. All you need is 3. Ella, you're right. Hainan time with the Rebbe. Here's where Rebbe holds you need 5. Not that reason. That reason's not a reason. That reason would be a reason, then you should have 140 something judges. So that's not the reason. Why does he hold 5? He holds that in Psukim. Ashiyan Elohim is Trey. Why is it Trey? Because Ashiyan is plural. Nemar Elohim Lamata v'Nemar Elohim Lamala, and it says Elohim twice in that passage. Again, we're not darshining tchilos. Mal Lamata Shnayim Af Lamala Shnayim. Vein Bez and Shakel Mosif and Lein Ode Chod Harekan Chamisha. 2 and 2 is 4. You can't have Bez and Shakel. It's 5. Ah, the Chacham who hold you need 3. What do they say? They say for Rabbanan Yarshi on Ksiv. Even though it's written Yarshi on in plural, we read it in singular. Since we read it in singular, it's only one judge. It's written in singular. It's written in singular. So it's written in singular. We pronounce it in plural. That's because we pronounce it in plural. But it's written in singular. It's written in singular. It's only one judge. That will lead us into a whole discussion when words in the Torah are written and pronounced in different ways. Sanhedrin Daf Dalet is the main makar for that principle. And Michael will take it away tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.